For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy with this week's opponent preview. With four games to go before the NFL postseason begins, Monday Night Football features a meeting of division leaders in Foxborough, where the Patriots intersect the Ravens for the first time since New England's remarkable rallies from a pair of 14-point deficits in the 2014 playoffs. Returning to renew their rivalry that's delivered several other thrillers in the last half decade is the likes of Terrell Suggs and Elvis Dumervil, who've totaled more than 200 career sacks in their 25 combined seasons and are part of Baltimore's typically tough defense, whose middle is made up of young standouts like Brandon Williams and C.J. Mosley, well as veteran stalwarts such as Eric Weddle and Ladarius Webb.
Good front seven. They have guys that can run in as linebackers in the secondary. They do a good job overall getting to the football.
No, I mean, I think every single week is a test. You know, we go against good defenses every single week. These guys are, big, fast, and strong. So, we're gonna, it'll be a really good game on Monday night, and it'll be a good test for us.
Featuring the league's top-ranked defense, Baltimore won four of its last five, the most recent of which was a 38-6 dismantling of Miami that ended the Dolphins' six-game winning streak. That rout also signaled an offensive awakening for this year's Ravens, as quarterback Joe Flacco completed a career-high 36 passes to 10 different receivers. They included longtime tight end Dennis Pitta, who caught two touchdowns, and the ageless Steve Smith, now in his 16th season, as well as second-year receiver Breshad Perriman and third-year running back Terrence West. He scored by way of reception and a run.
They're good. Joe Flacco is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. I think, his ability to get the ball down the field, but his, also his experience and his understanding of what's going on out there and knowing how to attack a defense. I think they've always had a good running game. They have very good skill players, so, offensively, that's what you want.
As far as I can remember, Baltimore's been one of the most physical teams in the league, and, Coach Harbaugh does a great job with that. They got guys up front, they have good skill guys, and obviously Joe, being an elite quarterback in the league, is, a big challenge.
As you'd expect, the Ravens also excel on special teams. While Sam Cook has punted in 172 straight contests, Justin Tucker's streak of consecutive field goals has reached 35 in a row, including 8 from 50-plus yards. Furthermore, no individual has returned more kicks for scores in NFL history than Devin Hester. And as a team, no one has blocked more kicks the last three seasons than Baltimore.
It's been big. Big challenge for us this week, a lot to prepare for, and good players, good scheme, well coached, it's a good organization, so it should be a good opportunity for us to really take the extra time to try to tighten up as many things as we can and, be our very best Monday night. That's what we need.
Yeah, they're a really good football team. I've been here a long time and played against those guys a bunch of times, and it's always a very hard fought football game. Very well coached in all three phases, so got to have a good week here and prepare well for them.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.